Welcome to B-Movie Breakdown episode number 105. 105 motherfucking episodes.
That's a lot of Dalmatians.
That is, it's too many puppies.
Yeah, that's why I gotta put four down.
Oh, shit.
Yikes, right?
Jeez. What about 104?
That's, adequate. As long as they stay under a certain size.
Okay. So we can put 104 puppies down?
If three of those puppies get, like, too big, then you just gotta take them out.
Oh, all right. Well, B-Movie Breakdown is a weekly podcast where we find humor and enjoyment in lesser-known and low-budget films of the past and present, home of the good, the bad, the what the fuck. Each week's movie will be revealed on the prior episode, so you, too, can join in on the madness. You can listen to us if you subscribe on iTunes, on our website, bmbpodcast.com, on Stitcher, or any other podcast streaming downloading apps or whatever you may have.
You've got options.
You got mail. You can reach us on our site.
No,
you can also email us at bmbpodcast@gmail.com,
no.
On Twitter at bmbpodcast, or on Facebook. Just search B Movie Breakdown. Same thing on Google. You can find us if you just type in B Movie Breakdown. This week's movie is one for the bad category in the home of the good, the bad, the what the fuck. And it might maybe a lesser-known film of the past-ish of last 2 years.
It did not happen in the future.
A lot of people probably don't know that this movie even came out. It was slightly advertised. I remember it went to theaters. And it was 2014's Left Behind, starring Nicolas Cage. Not the Kirk Cameron ones of previous incarnations.
I'm just saying, man, these remakes are getting out of hand. You take a Oscar caliber film.
Take a Kirk Cameron vehicle and just drive it into the ground.
Like,
see what I did there?
Like Left Behind, you did. Good job.
Yeah.
That was well played.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a high caliber. Can't say the fucking word. It's very early today, so it's
fine. I have a caliber for you.
Whoa, is that referencing a gun?
No.
Yikes, that's kind of rude.
Just the bullets.
Oh, well, you can throw bullets at me all day.
Whee!
Yeah, I'll just punch you in your jaw and break all your teeth.
Jeez, not if you have bullets just being thrown at your head.
Well, I'm going to put the bullets in your mouth like they're teeth.
Oh my god.
They got real dark real quick tonight.
I'll shoot them out of my gums. Pew, 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 pew.
Oh, good. Gunmouth Corey.
Gunmouth Corey.
That makes sense. Just keep the safety on, idiot. This is how it's going.
Whatever. So, yeah.
This is what's happening right now.
Sit back and enjoy the short episode, because this movie was boring as fuck and had nothing going on.
You review it later. Don't talk about it now. Hey,
there's my review. You don't have to listen.
Oh, come on.
There's five seconds.
No.
The podcast didn't even need to be 36 minutes long.
There's
good things. There's good things to come, and there's good things to be had, but there wasn't good things to be had when watching 2014's Left Behind.
I would like to say one quick thing. Last episode involved the laser T-Rex.
It's the best of the worst B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst B-movie breakdown. It's the best of the worst B-movie breakdown.
Where do we start with a movie that a movie that is something but is nothing at the same time?
It's a question of the ages.
Because that's what this movie was. It was something. It exists, but it's nothing.
This film could have been so many things.
It could have been. It had the potential to be...
The subject matter is subject matter near and dear to my heart of all hearts. The end of the world. The apocalypse. The end of days, the end of life as you know it.
Jeez.
But now it was just tested the end of my patience.
We should have watched the first time Nicolas Cage saved a plane.
We should have.
Con Air,
yeah. Yeah.
It's a much more enjoyable movie.
Very much enjoyable.
I can sit through that multiple
times.
That's
so funny, because you were talking about plane short movies. Let's talk about that instead for just a second, how much you hate that, because Con Air, that's exactly what Con Air is. Like, but it's like composite with the action element.
Yeah.
That's great.
And it introduces you to crazy people.
Right, and they have a legitimate reason to be all in one plane and be crazy.
Yeah, That's what I mean, though. Like,
so when you're watching this movie, yeah, tell me what you hate about these types of films, because this is worth addressing and having out there.
Yeah, the one thing, it's always with these movies where people are trapped in one scenario, but it's like, you know, they all don't know each other, and so you don't know them, so you gotta get to know all these people, and half the time it doesn't matter that you get to know certain people. It's like Speed. But, yeah. Like, these are examples of good movies, like, that do it right, like Con Air, Speed. They do the genre justice. Because they have things going on, there's things that matter, there's things at stake. You feel for the people on the thing, on the vehicle, you feel for the situation.
Yeah.
You're into it, there's something that gets you. And in this movie, there's nothing that gets you. Because for a while, they're not even in danger on the plane.
No, they're just flying.
People just, they're full, well, for a while, they're just flying.
Yeah.
Then they're flying with some people missing.
Yep.
Then,
when people go missing, that's a thing. But, as you're about to say.
Then eventually, well, not even, the plane gets hit by another plane, but then they're still kind of okay.
It's not an immediate crisis.
It only is a crisis in the last 10 minutes of the movie when they need somewhere desperately to land before they run out of fuel.
And you know for a fact.
I still don't care about anybody that was on that plane. No. They made me not care. The only person I care about.
He had your attention.
He's a little person. His name is Martin Kleba. He is more famously known for being in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. He's been in a bunch of stuff. You'd recognize him if you saw him. But he's in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. And his character was my favorite character. He actually had some sort of something going on. He was absurd.
He was fun. I mean, he was more absurd considering, like, what he was around. Because, like, everything was so, like, ho-hum, blah-blah. And, like,
well, you had,
he
like,
was ridiculous.
Southern business guy. He was boring. You had the black lady that was, like, freaking out. That was Jordan Sparks. And she was, like, freaking out because her kid's gone.
How about rich daughter heroin junkie?
Yeah, she was boring, too. Like, whatever, cool. I don't care about you. Nothing is making me care about these people on this plane. Especially because I'm knowing that they all got left behind because they're shitty.
Everyone is shitty on Earth because, I mean, that's a whole concept. Everyone is shitty.
Yeah, that's what this whole, I mean.
But it's not just shitty. You don't believe in the deity of choice.
And that's like, this movie, for people who don't know, it's called Left Behind because people are left behind in the rapture. The rapture happens, and if you've seen the other Left Behind movies, that's a good example.
They're good.
Or if you more recently have seen This Is the End, it's an example of a rapture movie where people get taken up to heaven, and then the people who did not lead good... In this movie, it's basically if you believed in God or not.
That's how the series goes.
I feel like
if
you throw in Led a Good Life, because you didn't explain that all the
people you're going... No. You're trying to make sense of the concept. No.
This Is the End, it's not... There's really nothing about necessarily believing in God. It's more... Were you a sinner? Did you live a good life?
Right, because that makes sense. But no, you have to just believe,
and that's because this movie.
You have to actually believe
because this movie, the original source was more religious oriented.
Not really.
Wasn't?
Not really. I mean, it's the same concept, but so much more happened. Like you can look past that easily. Like it wasn't like a God is dead type thing. It's like, this is the rapture, this is the story. Believe in God, you go to heaven, but like...
I feel like we would have had more laughs and more enjoyment out of God is dead than
I think so, too. I think we made a mistake. I'm going to throw it out there.
Because this movie, nothing... We should have... And we're going to correct her. We were trying to do this connection thing, and I had
There's no try. This is the master plan. It's working perfectly. I just think this movie may not have needed to be amongst
the
sequences we are using.
Correct. The movie we're going to watch next is the movie we should have done and we're going to do for the connection. We're righting our wrong to ourselves. Hopefully, we might watch this next movie.
I'm glad we're already talking about the next movie. So, like, we're already done talking about this movie, right? You're really just done already. We couldn't even bullshit about, like, the rapture or, like, crazy shit happening. No, we're already done.
Yeah, there was some crazy shit that happened, and it's already, like, it starts off, you know, like, it started off all right, and the acting's not bad in it.
The acting is very serviceable. It's just, it's almost just like the setup went on too long, but then the whole movie is set up for nothing that's going to happen.
The whole 2 hours of this movie is entire setup for sequels that will never happen. And so, like, Nicolas Cage is fine in it. He is not being, like, kooky, crazy Nicolas Cage.
No crazy Charlie.
So he's just being, like, Nicolas Cage, and he has pretty decent performance. Chad Michael Murray, he's fine. Leah Thompson, she's fine.
The acting is good.
Like, everyone's fine in this movie. The problems don't lie there. The problems lie with that this movie is a movie about something, the Rapture, but ultimately it's about nothing because it's a setup to nothing. It's never going to go anywhere, and you never feel for anybody. You never care about anybody. You never really care about the daughter all that much. You never really care about Nicolas Cage. You don't spend enough time with these characters.
But you're with them for 2 fucking hours.
I know, but they never give you enough
That's what I mean.
You almost need this movie, if it wanted to do what lead to this. What you should have done is, before you led to this, made a movie about these people before this stuff.
It's a normal rom-com, and then all of a sudden, the Rapture happens.
Or made it a TV show. We were discussing how zombie movies kind of fall into those things, where you end up not caring about half the people. And that's one thing that The Walking Dead can do, is make you care because they have time to build. They get you out of those tropes very quickly. You
blow past
because it just keeps going. It doesn't end after 2 hours, and then nothing. That's this movie. It ended after 2 hours, then nothing. You get nothing.
I mean, the one good thing is that, because they're remaking a series that already exists, so you can watch, the conclusion of this story, but this specific incarnation, you'll get nothing.
And
it's just done.
And I'm on here, on IMDb, just scrolling through, and I see that Tim Leahy, famed evangelist and Left Behind author, died on July 26th.
It's done.
A few days ago, he died.
Just recently?
Yeah. I didn't realize he was a famed evangelical Christian.
He is. Which always surprised me, because like I said, the first movie, which I do enjoy because it's the end of the world and stuff, that's a good thing. It's pretty fun. Obviously, believe in God, get raptured, but, the story itself was, it was fine.
There's 16 books in that series.
There are. I know. It goes far, because I'm so starved for content, maybe I'm going to read all 16 books. Bust out my Kindle app.
There you go.
Buy some Left Behinds, and just read about the apocalypse and see what happens. Because I have not watched Tribulation Force, and the entire concept has me very excited. I'm excited about movies that were literally done and stories that were literally done 15, 20 years ago. That's allowed. I also want to be honest. Right now, it's 1 o'clock in the fucking morning. And I am jacked have a conversation about this topic.
If we watched a different movie, we would have been maybe more engaged.
Or, played some wrestling video games. That would have been fun.
Well, say we watched Hercules second. After the T-Rex laser battle thing.
There's no way. We were so awake after that.
Yeah.
It was pumped.
Yeah.
I mean, we were pumped. Because, we watched that movie last week. We would never watch two movies in the same day. That would never happen.
And, yeah.
And we would never punish ourselves with a movie that was 2 hours long and this was just grating on your soul.
Well, I don't know about grating. It just was boring.
I'm not going to say my soul.
I put my notes down at one point.
I know, I saw.
I've never really done that. I gave up taking notes.
Well, because, what is there to... You could sum everything up in, a sentence.
There were just weird little... And then the movie was just full of weird, stupid little scenes, the old people scene. Are we home yet? We're home. He forgets sometimes.
Yeah, and then
we're old and forgetful. And then the little person guy, he was, hating on everybody. What do you think? I can't put this luggage up in my thing?
Yeah,
oh,
why was
what
he
do you want
so...
to know? If my dick can touch the urinal?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, why was he so self-conscious?
Oh, who's your dad? Oh, I'm a shitty person that's gonna take bad advice from a little girl whose dad's a football player.
He's like,
gotta call Disco.
Yeah, Disco, 1, 2, 3. Then the air marshal, made a joke. Gambling man, huh?
Are you gonna give that girl a piece of the cut?
Oh, her dad's got money. She don't need it.
And then he was hating on Muslim people for a little while there.
Yeah, who's God? And the guy was just God.
Well, not just that. He was just oh, what has this guy got in his bags? He's some sort of terrorist. He caused these people to disappear. And then you had an Asian conspiracy guy who's oh, what happened? Aliens? Oh, they're going to make a jet that goes this fast? Yeah, right. They're using alien technology.
And literally nothing even happened to those guys or characters. Here's a character. Then that's okay.
They got off.
They managed because...
They weren't even, there wasn't people, hugging and stuff, and they got, even, a movie like Speed, well, those characters that die that are on the bus, And then when they get off, they're all, like, hugging each other. And then it continues a little after that.
Yeah, why couldn't there be more stabbings on this airplane or something?
Yeah, why couldn't we have Dennis Hopper just, like, put a bomb on it?
Yeah, what if somebody put a bomb on a plane that's involved in the Rapture?
God, that would have been such a better movie. Why didn't that movie get made?
Like, what didn't the Rapture happen after, like, somebody's, like, trying to do some bad shit to this plane? So, like, it's a combination of stuff. And then, like... Then, like, you know, the demons start possessing bodies, and then why can't the demons be on the plane? Well, why can't
we just see demons? I wanted to see some demons on screen.
When hell comes, bad things happen, but, like, you're not there yet.
Yeah, well, move it along.
One thing I wanted to stress that I was stressing to you the whole time is even though he's not the most dramatic individual in the original Left Behind movie, like, come on, man, you need the Antichrist involved. That's, like, the whole point.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's a false prophet, doing. He's wheeling and dealing. People believe him. You get to play around with that whole political issue. They talk about rebuilding. They didn't even talk about how they're going to rebuild, like, the temple in Israel, because that's a sign of shit. They mentioned, like, a few earthquakes and tsunamis. Like, bad stuff's happening. That bad stuff in that movie is just fucking climate change. There's a tsunami. Oh, there was an earthquake. Oh, it rained a lot. There was a flood.
Yes.
They mentioned it. Like, that there's disasters that were happening. They mentioned it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, that's just, like, the earth.
Well, there was also people stealing everything and killing people. And
no, but before the rapture. Like, the pre-rapture.
Oh, pre-rapture.
Like, the signs that the rapture was, the end times were coming. Like, you know, rains, floods, earthquakes, tsunamis, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, once the rapture happened, it was like, I'm going to take this television. I'm going to steal this money out of your hand. They would.
It would happen.
They would find a teenage girl walking under a bridge and have two guys on a moped drive by and just steal a backpack.
I'm just saying, a better version of this movie is, this is the end.
Well, yeah, because that's the idea, right? That's what you picture the apocalypse being.
It's a much better version of this movie.
Well, yeah, obviously.
It's the rapture, it's people surviving the rapture, and it's funny and
it's the concept,
engaging,
yeah.
And there's demons, and there's giant demon dicks, and...
Demon dicks, haha.
And there's...
Demons are no laughing matter, Corey.
And there's... God, they go to heaven. There's heaven scenes.
Don't spoil it. I haven't seen it.
You don't know who goes. I didn't tell you who.
You said they go to heaven.
Some people do.
You're making it seem like I get to see him in heaven. Like there's like pool parties, like a billiards tournament in heaven.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, now you told me there isn't, so thanks for the spoiler, dick.
I just said people go to heaven.
Spoiler.
I'm just not going to tell you. You see the movie. It's been fucking 4 years. Watch it already.
Jesus, it's
I might as well
long.
Spoil the whole fucking thing in it.
Might as well.
Did you know Channing Tatum's in it?
Yeah, I knew that, idiot.
Do you know what he does in it? Because it's funny.
I don't want to... Yeah, he's, like, sexual and stuff.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, cool.
With Danny McBride, it's funny.
Oh, jeez, he's in it, too. I knew that, spoiler. Jeez.
Seth Rogen's in it.
Oh, my God. Him, too? The Green Hornet's in this movie?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And Hermione, she's in it, too.
Oh, man. They got Harry Potter bullshit.
Yep.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah, fuck it.
Man.
Fuck him.
What about the end of the world, though? Can we talk about...
I don't know. Poof Town happens. Chaos.
I was honestly expecting to use this movie... And
people
like,
are just like... Half the movie is just like, want to speak to the captain. Give me the captain.
Yeah, because he's
gonna... The captain better know all the fucking answers. Give me... Open the fucking door. Then he goes and tells everybody, like, hey, I really don't know what's going on, because we're, like, 10,000 feet up in the sky, and
we have
can't
no
get a hold of
signal
everybody.
For anything.
So I really don't know why these people disappeared. And people are still like, what the fuck? Why don't you know anything? Can't believe this guy doesn't know anything. Oh, what the fuck? This genius, he's supposed to be a know-it-all. He doesn't know shit. Let's fucking kill him.
That was a good depiction of that event.
What happened to the people in the back half of the plane? You only got to see one scene with them. And the rest most of the movie was like, fuck those people.
First class, yeah, the elitism.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1%ers up front. Just
well, they were maniacs back there anyway, so I guess fuck them. They're acting like maniacs.
It's true, so they don't deserve anything. They don't deserve rights.
No, they deserve to be fucking thrown into fucking Satan's slave circle.
Yeah, Satan's slaves. It's like the anti-rapture. You get sent to Satan's slave circle. What if that's what happened with the people who got raptured? Half of them went to heaven, half went to Satan's slave circle, and, like, the people left behind are just kind of, like, average, like, I'm not great, I'm not
well,
bad.
Well, if half went to heaven and half went to Satan's slave circle, there's no other halves.
Half of the people taken.
Well, yeah, so half the people went to heaven, and then a third of those people went, or something like that, you know, like...
No, I was just thinking, it doesn't even have to be that complicated. Just, like, people were taken.
Yeah.
Half the people taken went to heaven. the other half.
Yeah, a fourth of the people went to,
I guess, what you
a
would...
A fourth of all people. So if...
I wasn't talking all people.
50% went, and then a quarter went to Slave and Sinister.
Corey, I was talking about specific people, and you're going off talking about all people, okay? This is a specific issue I'm discussing about people being raptured, okay?
You need to change your facial hair just to, like, a little, like, mustache and, like, a little thing right here so you... With your head, then yeah. You'll look like the person guy in this movie.
That's funny. Give myself a little soul patch.
Yeah. That's and then just be angry all the time. Well, yeah. You already are, so.
I'm not angry all the time. That's oh my God.
You said it on the last podcast.
What?
You said, that you said like, I'm already always angry.
We recorded that a week ago. I don't remember what I said.
Just saying.
Jeez. But yeah, I expected this movie to spin so I could like talk about, you know, maybe some religious things or anything. Like, it just gives me no substance, no meat to chew on. Without me going off on a rant prompted by myself, and I don't know where that's going to go, so I'm not going to do that.
Remember when somebody's theory was that everybody on the plane was maybe invisible? They were still there?
And the little person,
he like, he went to go like touch the person that's in the chair.
He's trying to, and he fell like, through. Try to lick, like, yeah. Touch his nipple.
He licked his finger and then like gave him like a wet willy. And there are also jump scares in this movie, and I don't know why.
Is that a horror movie? Like, what?
And then the one lady thought that her husband paid everybody... on the plane to do this.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
And I didn't understand why.
Just to have the gun scene. Literally to have a gun scene.
Yeah, but why couldn't her argument been just like, give me my kid back? Why did they have to throw... Like, they could have had the gun scene and it could have been anything else.
Because she had to be this like paranoid woman, so you're like...
But what... They didn't explain. Like if she... I would have been fine with that scene. If she would have said when it's like, when they talked her down, like she would have been like, oh, well, you know, my husband's like been real crazy... And he's been, like, trying to, like, hire people to, like, get my kid something. You know what I mean?
No, you just have to picture it in your head.
I don't know why. Did she think, like, oh, she hired the guy who was, like, the guy who films all the disasters and stuff for, like, a punk thing or something? I don't know what the fuck her explanation was. There's a million things I could just assume in my fucking head. Did he pay you guys because it's just a sick fucking joke?
She's a one percenter. She thinks money buys teleporting her kid. Because money buys everything in her life.
She didn't think teleporting. She just said, like, hid them.
No, he teleported.
Okay, sure. She said teleportation.
When she had the gun pointed at everybody, she was like, why did you teleport my kid? Where did you send her?
I don't know. Then the daughter's, like, running around in churches.
Like, she heard...
She wrote on an envelope, this is the saddest day of my life, because she saw Nicolas Cage, like, possibly cheating on her mom.
No, he did. He takes off his wedding ring to go flying with the stewardesses. Oh, that's a bad term.
We don't know what he did.
Flight attendant.
Yeah, you fucking piece of shit.
I had, oh wow. Eyes closed, call me a piece of shit. You're done.
Why don't you go join the fucking slave circle?
Well, I'm glad if anything came out of this podcast, it was you inventing Satan's slave circle.
That's going to be a new,
it's a thing.
There should be a new, like,
wrestling stable?
Wrestling stable.
Satan's slave circle. Yeah. The SSS.
Yeah.
3S.
Yeah.
Satan's slave. Oh, there's a C in there. Yeah. Circle spelled with an S at 1 o'clock in the morning in my mind. Circles. Satan's slave circle.
I agreed
circle.
To it.
You
I
did.
Said,
like,
yes.
It makes sense. It makes an S sound. It makes sense.
SSC.
SSC. Satan's slave circle.
Yep.
Man, I want to just talk about Satan's slave circle. Because, like, why is it a circle and they're all slaves? What are they doing
they're
down
not
there?
They're in a circle. It's just what it's called. Because, like, when you hang out, it's like somebody's like a circle of friends.
Oh, like, it's like, oh, yeah, just get your circle of friends down with Satan. And you're all going to be slaves.
Your circle of slaves.
Your circle of slaves. What are you doing down in hell in Satan's slave circle?
The COS, circle of slaves.
Stop making initials. Acronyms. Abbreviations. Letters together.
Yes.
Stop putting words together. They've had enough. It just doesn't even matter.
Oh, this fucking movie. And then the girl, the daughter, she's like, calls the boy.
How can you just make the end of the world so boring?
The boy calls at one point, Chan Michael Murray, he had her phone number because she gave it to him. And he finally gets a hold of her, and she clears a road.
That was absurd.
It wasn't a road. Was it part of a runway?
Maybe. It seemed like it was.
There was a fuel tank at the end of the
thing
for no reason, just to, other than to scare you that they might not survive.
That was
well,
so
shitty.
You knew
they were going to survive. You knew they were going to hit it. So it's like, why even put it there? It's not scaring anybody.
If anything, they hit it, it explodes, then the plane triumphantly goes through, like, fire.
And she lit fire on the runway for them to see it, like, cool, fucking, god damn it, this movie was sucked.
This is boring.
It's boring as
fuck. I won't say it sucked, let's say it's boring. Come on, man. It's the end of the world. Where's my Antichrist? Where's he at? They could have just shown him, like, filing papers or, like, sending out envelopes. Like, hell is coming. Here's an envelope.
I'd rather watch Hercules in New York, and that movie's, like, the biggest piece of shit.
Oh, wow. Bad talk, huh? Bad talk, Corey, tonight. Bad friend, bad talking Corey. Making fun of my number two top five movies.
That's one of Satan's top five movies.
That's fine. I'll watch it with Satan. That's okay if he wants to watch. If Satan's like, Nick, you want to watch Hercules in New York? I'm like, I don't want to come to hell.
The worst thing about this movie.
Oh, yeah, what's this? Is that you had to watch it? Probably.
No. Beyond that.
Oh, wow.
The worst thing about this movie is at the very end, the daughter's like, this is just the beginning.
It's not,
like,
though.
Like, fuck you.
That reminds...
Fuck you with this bullshit. Fuck watching this movie.
That reminds me...
We were supposed to watch... I really want to watch God is Dead.
Well, we couldn't stream it, man.
We watched the trailer and we were laughing already at the...
It was funny.
At a teacher berating his students about God, which I'm pretty sure you're not...
Allowed to do that, even in college.
Them just because they believe in God.
I can't wait. I'm going to have so much fun failing you. Like, that's a good movie.
And the Duck Dynasty people are in it, too, so we could have laughed at that.
Yeah, because, like...
Because, you know, their acting was probably great.
They just play themselves, just being shitty.
The second one has Melissa Joan Hart in it.
That's fine. Get some witches in there.
Sabrina.
Yeah, where's Salem at? Talking cats?
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Aunt Mildred? I don't know her aunt's
name.
You
just made up that fucking awful name. Mildred.
I don't know her
name. If your name is Mildred, it's not an awful name.
Yeah, jeez. You just made up the awful name. Yeah, I made up the name Mildred. No one's ever fucking used that fucking name before in the goddamn whole world.
If your name is Mildred, I'm just going to call you Dread, because I dread
If your name's Mildred, you need to change your goddamn name.
Or just let me call you, like, Millie or something different.
Millie?
Yeah, or I hope your middle name's, like, Marie, so I can call you that
Millie
instead.
Sounds like an old-timey whore's name.
What? Well, I hope your name isn't Millie, because then you're an old-time whore.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're going to get fucking...
Oh, my God.
You're going to get left behind with a dick in your mouth.
Oh, my God. That sucks.
Well, fucking don't be such a whore.
Don't be named Millie?
No, you can be named Millie and not be a whore. I never set up that stipulation that you had to be. I said it sounds like it.
Oh, it's just something you... This kind of judgment based off somebody's name. Holy shit.
Like, honestly, like, if you watch this movie, I'm sorry.
Nobody did. We hyped it up last week when we recorded this.
People have watched this on Netflix. You know people have. You know people bored at night. They've watched every movie on Netflix, so they just watch anything that gets added. And they're like, oh, hey, Nicolas Cage, he's an actor that is famous.
Yeah.
So we'll watch a movie with his. And, like, ever since, who knows when, he's just been making, like, these, like, random garbage straight-to-video, with the exception of this, that did not go straight-to-video. It was actually released in theaters. But, like, he's been had a slew of just play, and I don't really understand why. He just doesn't care, I guess.
He doesn't. He wants to make money being an actor, but be low-key about it. But, like, it's just... This whole movie is just, like, the first act of everyone's story, so there's no resolution, there's no... It doesn't go anywhere.
Oh, well, he's actually in a movie that's coming out to theaters soon. So
what
movie
is that?
The Snowden movie.
Oh, he is. That's true.
Apparently, he's in that with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
So, does he play Snowden?
Nicolas Cage? Yeah.
That's what I want
to
watch.
No... Joseph Gordon-Levitt does, and he does this weird voice in it. Like, he tries to do the Snowden voice.
Yeah, which only Snowden
Every time I listen, I'll see that trailer or commercial or something, I'm like, it, like, throws me off a little bit. Like, oh, this movie looks really good, but, like, man, he does doing that voice, and, like...
Well, I mean, he doesn't pick how Snowden talks. He talks like a, you know, treasoner. That's a word,
a
right?
Treasoner.
Treasoner. Jeez. That's a word. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We should have watched Drive Angry. Now, that's an absurd movie.
That's what I'm
going to
do
Cage.
On my way home tonight.
Yeah, that's an absurd movie with Nicolas Cage. He drinks beer out of a man's skull in that movie.
Damn, that's ancient. That's old school.
What is?
Drinking beer out of skulls.
Well, he pours a beer into a skull, a can of beer.
Like an actual skull?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, the act of humans drinking beer out of skulls is, like, old.
Yeah, but...
Like, it doesn't happen a lot.
He's a guy who escaped from hell, so he can do that.
No, he's not.
In Drive Angry? Yeah, he escaped from hell.
He did not come out of hell.
You never seen the movie?
You're lying. You're making this up.
What are you talking about?
Because I'm excited about this plot.
Yeah, Drive Angry. It's awesome.
He does not come out of hell.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. This is not true.
Then Satan's chasing him the whole movie, trying to get him back into hell.
Get out of town! This is frustrating. But the movie where the actual apocalypse happens, he doesn't even talk to the devil. I'm pissed. I'm very upset at 1:30 in the morning.
We should watch Drive Angry. Much better movie.
I'm involved in a movie right now called Podcast Angry, but also Podcast Tired.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Yikes.
You're going to with me. You're right there.
I am. I'm right there. Yeah, maybe we should watch Drive Angry next.
I thought you were just like tonight. Like, no, Corey.
No.
No.
We can watch that instead.
We could watch Drive Angry. Nicolas Cage is in that movie. There's a good connection. I don't know. We can just spitball, do change things on the fly. You know, whatever you want to do.
It's okay. Shit happens sometimes.
I mean, I wouldn't say shit, but, like, you know, sometimes you just, you know, it's just, you go to the bathroom, it's not very eventful, you know? It's just like, oh, I did that. Cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Just gotta make sure I wash my hands afterwards.
Why?
Because, like, you know, it's still dirty.
Nicolas Cage was reportedly paid $3 million to star in this movie, and he completed his work in 10 days.
That's why he doesn't give a fuck. What a pro. Like, if you could make $3 million in 10 days, would you give a fuck what you had to do? If it's, like, a movie and stuff, you know? Like, I'm not saying, like, do anything, like, creepy, but, like, you know.
Oh, the guy who was the author of the movie made a cameo in the escalator, on an escalator in the mall.
Did he get his money stolen from him?
No, he's just riding the escalator.
No.
That's all. There's not much trivia about this movie.
Well, because there's nothing, it's, like, been done before anyways. Any of the trivia would be from, like, the first go-around with Mr. Kirk Cameron.
Must have been the same thing for Leah Thompson. She probably only filmed her scenes in, like, a day.
Oh, yeah, easily, because she doesn't even
change. She never shares a screen with anybody except for by herself and then with a daughter.
Kids, I think she was a little kid, too. Like, at the house.
Oh, yeah, briefly.
But all the scenes are at that house, so, like, they came to her, basically.
Yeah.
So, like, man, what a sweet job.
I don't have anything else
to
say.
Do you know what you could do with $3 million?
A lot.
Yeah.
I can go to bed.
You could go to bed in your $3 million.
Yeah, just lay in it and roll around in it.
Just go to the bank. I like all my $3 million,
I could buy every copy of this movie and light it on a fire.
Well, I mean, that'd probably be a bad investment.
Just burn it all.
That would be bad.
And piss on the ashes.
I don't know if you need to do that, though. I don't even know if it's fun to think about, because, like, I would just rather...
I'll just buy a bunch of computers, too, if Netflix is on it, and I'll just burn the computers.
That's how that works. I like that plan.
Obviously,
I'm gonna buy a bunch of computers.
He's gonna buy all those in stock at Netflix.
I'm gonna burn all of Netflix copies, because that's the thing you can do.
The DVD copies, they still do DVDs.
Yeah, I know. So good, you can just order it and then just burn it, and then send it back burnt.
Yeah,
like nobody else can watch this. Doing you a favor.
Yeah. Doom fucking.
People like you are the reason why they had to raise their price a dollar. Burning DVDs out of anger.
Yeah, fucking DVDs.
Fucking DVDs.
Burn those little sleeves.
Oh, that was good.
Burn those little sleeves.
Yeah, those little sleeves. Set them up.
Yep.
Get them lit.
Just crack the discs in half.
Oh, jeez. You're violent. You're aggressive tonight.
Yeah, I'll make those videos like that thing smashing stuff.
Yeah, like, is it called Smashing Stuff? I don't think it's called that.
You ever see those videos?
I have, but I don't think the video's called Smashing Stuff.
No, it might as well be Smashing Stuff.
Yeah, go on YouTube
and just type smash a smashing stack stuff. Of Left Behind copies. The book, too.
Oh, jeez, going all the way back to the beginning.
Yeah.
In the beginning, that's some Genesis for you.
That guy died, so it's okay.
That was
he not, won't know that we did it.
That was not nice.
I'm just saying he won't know we did it.
That was not nice to say, man.
Oh, my God. Political correctness over here.
Yeah, I hate you to talk bad about a man who just died and the work we're discussing.
Well, the work led to this shit-tastic movie, so...
He got paid for it. Who gives a shit? That's America, man.
He's probably, paid. He was probably the big person all about this. Like, oh, yeah, let's do this Hollywood version of my movie so I can really roll in the dough and make more money off of religious shit. Because I was already a fucking evangelical fucking televangelist person that just made all sorts of money off poor people sending their fucking money to me all the time.
I mean, I don't know his exact practices.
Oh, send me your fucking seeds. Your hundreds of dollars of seeds.
I don't know if he was,
send your seeds to God so I can buy more mansions and buy more hookers and...
I mean, those are bad things to buy with church money.
Yeah, he would have been left behind.
I mean, that's why I don't want to... I was hoping the movie would be a little more engaging so I could kind of discuss about how all you have to do is believe to go. I was like, well...
They never said that, though.
But it's true. That's how that works.
That's not...
That's how you want it to work in real life, because, like, that makes sense, right? But, you know, no.
No. I don't want that. I don't want that's not how I want it to work.
Well, no, but like you don't get to choose.
Yeah, you don't get to choose.
You might think highly of yourself, Corey, but you're not God, all right?
You know what else you don't get to choose?
What don't I get to choose?
You don't get to choose the next movie we're watching.
Why? What is it now? Because
the next movie for episode
we discussed this. How do we
106?
I don't get to choose.
You don't get to choose.
Last episode was 104.
Yeah, this is 105. The next one's 106.
Oh, you got me.
Learn to fucking count.
You fucking got me.
Learn to count.
One time you got me.
You're
going to
be counting.
I was honestly mistaken in that instance, and you fucking got me.
You're going to be counting when you're counting all your friends in Satan's slave circle.
What? Yeah, because they'll all be down there.
Yeah, he's going to make you the head count man.
I don't think head count man is like a job in hell.
Yeah, it is now. I just made it.
Oh, I'm glad I get to be head count man in Satan's slave circle. Three asses.
If you ever mess up one time.
What happens? What does he do? What does Satan do if I mess up the head count in Satan's slave circle?
You don't even want to know.
Because I don't think anything does happen. I don't think that's not even a thing. So I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah, you're going to go into Satan's sex slave square. There's your four S's right there, bitch.
Oh, it is a square, so I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, there's an S in squared.
There's an S in squared. No, I thought it was a C. Because that makes sense also.
This movie was boring and dumb and stupid.
We're done
and,
talking about the movie.
Yeah,
just bullshit.
We're done.
No, what do we mean?
But next episode, all hell breaks loose.
It could.
Actual hell.
No.
Like, we're going from a movie that had no hell to a movie that has lots of hell.
I should judge a movie on how much hell it has in it.
Well, this movie has a lot of hell.
Out of 4 out of 5 hells, we haven't watched it yet, so what's your prediction? Out of how many hells?
I'm going to say 8 out of 10 hells.
Whoa.
It's a lot of hells in this
movie. That's a lot of hells.
Maybe more.
Could be. We haven't seen
whole
it, though.
Whole movie is a lot about hell.
Which movie is this?
It's a movie... Because we're connecting things.
It's all connected, man.
It's all connected. So
you don't live in a vacuum.
So Nicolas Cage was in this movie.
He was.
So we're going to watch Nicolas Cage starring in 2011's Drive Angry 3D.
Perfect.
Not in 3D.
Not perfect.
But it's called Drive Angry 3D.
That's true.
But I don't have a 3D TV.
You gotta go all out.
I gotta go buy a new TV for us to watch this movie.
You've
I think now they it just says Drive Angry, like if you have like the Blu-ray or something, and then it's just like shot in 3D or something like that. But I remember when it came out, it was called Drive Angry 3D.
Well, because otherwise people wouldn't know.
Well.
That's what I have to tell them.
It's true. Well, a vengeful father escapes from hell and chases after the men who killed his daughter and kidnapped his granddaughter.
Like, this doesn't even seem like it should be a real thing. Because, like, what a cool idea.
Yeah, escapes from hell. It was weird that he, at the time, he was a ghostwriter, too. Kind of.
Yeah, weird coincidence there.
Wrong along those things. But this is different. He's driving a car.
That's fine. He drives angry instead of riding a motorcycle with chains and a skull face.
Yeah.
Does he get a skull face in this movie?
No, he doesn't get a skull face. He's just... Whatever his character's name is.
You've watched this, yes?
I saw it in theaters.
Excellent. I'm glad you're revisiting it.
Yeah, it's been since 2011. 5 years since I've seen this movie.
Time goes by too fast.
His name in this movie is Milton.
Oh, is he little Millie? Just a little whoremouth Millie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your saying, is not mine.
Yeah, well, whoremouth, little bitch ass, fucking Millie.
Whoa, why's he gotta be a bitch ass?
Because you're a bitch ass.
Because I'm a bitch ass.
So, next episode...
Next episode's just gonna be me, because Corey's gonna go missing. If you don't hear from Corey, he got raptured.
I got raptured.
Yeah, in the gutter outside his house.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, whoops.
So, yeah, next episode, Drive Angry 3D... You could probably find it, I don't know, Amazon Prime, iTunes, something like that, or maybe YouTube in full, or if you own it, or DVD, or some shit like that. It's not, I don't think it's on Netflix or anything like that. But
no, just pay for your copy is all I'm asking.
Yeah, buy it, bitches.
It's the best of the worst B-movie break.